Barnabas was glad for new believers, October 28. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Who, when he came, and had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. After the disciples had been driven from Jerusalem by persecution, the gospel message spread rapidly through the regions lying beyond the limits of Palestine, and many small companies of believers were formed in important centers. Among the places mentioned where the gospel was gladly received, is Antioch, at that time the metropolis of Syria. The extensive commerce carried on from that populous center brought to the city many people of various nationalities. Besides, Antioch was favorably known as a resort for lovers of ease and pleasure, because of its healthful situation, its beautiful surroundings, and the wealth, culture, and refinement to be found there. In the days of the apostles, it had become a city of luxury and vice. The gospel was publicly taught in Antioch by certain disciples from Cyprus and Cyrene, who came preaching the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and their earnest labors were productive of fruit. A great number believed, and turned unto the Lord. Tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Upon arrival in his new field of labor, Barnabas saw the work that had already been accomplished by divine grace, and he was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord.